Welcome to Postcast. After the Utah Jazz get blown out by the Los Angeles Lakers, the Jazz have now lost 5 of 6, faced some of the best teams in the NBA, and look really far away from those teams. We'll talk about it coming up on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by the store at 6200 South and 20th East, also located at the Gateway and at 900 South, 100 West. And really the only answer for a day like today is 2 mudslide cookies. We're no longer asking you to have 1 mudslide cookie. We think you need to have 2 mudslide cookies, Ron.
Well, I think I'll have 6. You just can't eat one.
No, they're
it's
so rich.
It's hard to
rich.
Eat two, you know?
If so, you can eat 6, you're like, I mean, even I like.
Say 6 at one time. Oh. Maybe, okay.
So I asked you the other night, with 10 being like catastrophically concerned, 5 being moderately concerned, 3 being sort of concerned. I can't remember what my crazy analogies were. Where do you put your concern level now?
I still put it in the middle of the road here. It's strictly because the measuring stick with a team like the Lakers are, it puts you in a category that, okay, we're not that good. We're definitely not that good. But how good are we? So I'm still going with in the middle of the road with 5.
Okay, so if anything's clear here, the elite of the NBA, which is the Lakers in the West, probably the Clippers, we haven't seen them at full throttle, the Bucks, the Raptors, the 76ers, are on a different level than we are right now.
Yes, even though we can beat...
We beat 2 of them at home, right?
We can beat those teams. The Lakers, I think, are just way too. They control the ball game. We can't get a.
I mean, they're really great.
Yeah,
they're really great.
And they have pieces, David, that the Jazz can't do anything with. And I know I keep talking about that center position there. Davis plays the center. McGee and Howard. You know, those guys are only playing like 13, 14, 15 minutes a game. I'm talking about Howard and McGee because Vogel has the luxury of playing it that way and then putting Davis at the center position, and that just makes you have to play a different style. And when you don't have players to match up with something like that, then you got to find ways to take players like that out of the ball game, and they're just too good to do that.
I mean, they're loaded. Yeah. Danny Green's terrific, 2-time champion. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope playing the best of his career, probably because he's getting to play with LeBron. Rondo looks amazing. Kyle Kuzma's frankly the only guy who doesn't look like he fits at all. Like, he dribbles every time he gets the ball. He's not pinging it like the rest of the guys. But they absolutely look incredible. Here, so let's understand that. They're great. We're not right now. I'm a little concerned. My concern level is a little higher than yours. Because right now, our defense was bad tonight, which was not good. Right now, if we take Mike Conley, Bojan Bogdanovic, or Donovan Mitchell off the floor, not all 3 of them, one of them off the floor, our offense torpedoes.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
We do not have 48 minutes in each position right now.
So what's going on here, David? Because at the beginning of the year, we were so concerned with our defense because our offense, we thought our offense was ahead of our defense. And we didn't, and probably had never seen that before, especially in Rudy's era. Not only are we not being able to score on teams, we're not able to stop teams there as well. So right now, collectively, we got a lot of work to do.
Your point is, when you're turning to Jeff Green as your defensive answer, like, right, that's pretty desperate. Like, that's what LeBron and Anthony Davis forced us to do tonight. We started Jeff Green instead of Royce O'Neal because somebody had to guard Anthony Davis at 6'11 in the power forward, and Royce O'Neal at 6'4 just can't do that.
Right.
And Bojan is then guarding LeBron, which is the physically most demanding task in the league.
And we don't have the athleticism to pull something like that off. And you've said so many times how Jeff Green is a great athlete, great basketball body. But even with that, who else? You know, We just don't have enough of them to compete with a team like the Lakers. Now, the rest of the NBA, that measuring stick, you know, we haven't played some of those teams like Houston and some of those teams that's supposed to be very, very good. But the rest of the NBA, I think our measuring stick is probably about a 5 right now.
Connie Dog says, geeky numbers isn't enough to make it fun to be a Jazz fan right now. And that's I open my podcast every day is Locked On Jazz with geeky numbers and making it more fun to be a Jazz fan. He thinks it's not fun to be a Jazz fan right now.
Well, our expectations are so high. And I think now we've got to back that off a little bit and start working our way back up, you know, as far as our expectations are concerned. But our expectation was so high. As I mentioned to you earlier when we were off the air, at the beginning of the year, you know, everyone was talking about the third best team in the NBA.
I was there, and
all that. And now I think this is it hurts.
Right.
You know, that we were all wrong.
I mean, we kept talking, what can we be defensively? Can we be top 10 defensively? Because our offense is going to be great. Like, you and I held that conversation
many times
in training camp. We entirely missed the boat on that. It's stunning.
I think what we were talking about, David, we were number one in defense last year and in the 20s offensively. And we were thinking, okay, if we can get somewhere around 13 or 14, the middle of, then we're going to be awfully good. Our defense has struggled a little bit. Offense is where? Still in the 20s?
23rd, I think, now.
Oh, so that's not good.
Body language tells a lot. Did not look good tonight, says KSTU2.
Yeah. I'm seeing that frustration with a few players, and understandably, because guys that probably were thinking the same way we're thinking and things aren't coming together right now. I just hope it doesn't filter over into players starting to point fingers at each other and blaming each other instead of working very hard on how to rectify the game to the point where they win.
Donovan got as demonstrative tonight as we've seen him. And I think almost, and I don't know what happened on those back cuts, but I actually think by the end might have said, "Hey, my bad." Like,
yeah.
But what I thought was interesting is one time Boyan got fouled and went to the free throw line, and Donovan kind of went out of his way, had to walk by a bunch of his teammates to go give Boyan 5. Like, they're not communicating even congratulatory to each other on the floor when guys are making good plays. That the body language is not good right now.
And when you see guys out there getting beat with something that they had worked on at shoot around this morning, then you know that that concentration level is starting to go somewhere else.
I mean, there's no Donovan got beat on 4 backdoor cuts. He clearly thought somebody was supposed to be there, not him.
Right. Exactly.
Now maybe Donovan was wrong, and then they're looking at Donovan like he's crazy.
Right. So,
Boyan and Jeff Green in the opening quarter miscommunicated on back-to-back pick and rolls to Anthony Davis and.